Towards Fury, A Fury Within. Chris here with another original story. Hey, do me a favor. Share us with your friends. We've had some nice growth, and I'd be so appreciative of your help to keep that trend going. Also, reach out if you have a story idea that you'd like me to turn into a Twisted Chris original, or a case you'd like Charles and I to cover on our main feed. I have some kind of weirdness going on with my voice today, but I haven't dropped a short episode in a while, so we're just going to kind of go with it. Roll with me. Question for you. Have you ever met someone that just seems to never grow old? They look amazing forever and know way too many things to not have lived more than one lifetime. This is a story of someone just like that. In the quiet, picturesque town of Willowbrook, nestled in the heart of the countryside, lived an older couple, Henry and Eleanor Montgomery. They had led a peaceful life together for decades, their days passing by in the gentle rhythm of a well-worn marriage. They were content enough with a nice nest egg stored up to take them into their retirement years. Their home, a quaint cottage adorned with ivy and blooming roses, bore witness to the years of shared laughter and love. Henry and Eleanor gardened, went for walks, watched movies, all the things couples who have a life filled with love do. Yet there was one void that had never been filled for them. They were unable to fill their lives with the love of a child, something both of them wanted very much, but reluctantly relegated themselves to the notion of impossibility over the years. One chilly autumn evening, as the leaves fell from the trees in a cascade of red and gold, a melancholic drizzle began to dance upon the cobblestone path leading to the Montgomerys' tranquil home. Henry, a tall, silver-haired gentleman with a kindly and age-lined face, was settling into his favorite armchair by the crackling fireplace, while Eleanor, a warm yet lively woman of a certain age, completed her 1,000-piece puzzle in record time, signifying this accomplishment with a "whoop, did it again," and a spunky kiss on her husband's forehead. He chuckled with her at her victory and suggested they celebrate with a dram of their favorite bourbon. Eleanor's smile grew wide as she poured their drinks. Their home was filled with warmth and yet an unspoken lonely undertone just barely there. But something was about to shift. As the couple finished their sips and settled together on the couch, they noticed a soft, persistent knock echo through the cottage, interrupting the evening's comfort. Henry, curious and a little concerned, rose from the spot beside his wife and walked toward the front door with some wariness. He opened the front door, which creaked with the familiarity of years gone by. There, standing on their doorstep, was a young lady, drenched from the pouring rain. Her long chestnut hair clung to her like tendrils of despair, and her eyes, once a brilliant shade of green, were now filled with vulnerability. With a tremor in her voice, she introduced herself as Lily, a 17-year-old orphan in desperate need of shelter and love. The raindrops on her cheeks mirrored the tears in her eyes. As Eleanor approached the front door and the sad little sight that darkened it, she felt a tug that started at the bottom of her heart and grew exponentially, as she stood motionless staring at the young girl. And, as if awakened by a loud noise, Eleanor jumped into action, pulling the girl in and out of the elements and gently asking her questions. "What's your name? Where did you come from? How did you get here? Who's responsible for you?" All seemingly normal questions of a young girl stranded asking for help. But when the girl spoke of her tale of abandonment, it pulled hard at the Montgomerys' hearts. Henry and Eleanor were compassionate souls, their love for one another having created a wellspring of kindness. They had always longed for a child to call their own, and all of a sudden it seemed the world gave them a gift from out of nowhere, a gift they would not let go. The Montgomerys listened to Lily's plight of her troubled past over the next few days. Eleanor was sure to feed the child and make her feel welcomed and warm. The more they spoke, the more they knew, without saying a word, what they must do. They had no reason to doubt the sincerity of this girl's story, and they had often heard of young souls being left adrift in the world, or worse, trafficked for drugs or even more nefarious things. They could not, would not, let this happen to poor, sweet Lily. No, Lily would stay with the Montgomerys. They would figure it out, how to help this young girl. Days turned to weeks and weeks to months. Through that winter and into the spring, Lily thrived under the care of the Montgomerys. Lily busied herself with helping Eleanor around the house, and Eleanor busied herself with learning how to homeschool her new ward. While Lily resisted schooling at first, she seemed to take easily to it, and she completed all of her requirements to achieve her GED in a matter of a few months. Eleanor was impressed with Lily's academic abilities and thought perhaps she could even be college-bound, as she had essentially graduated a full year early. But that was not to fit with Lily's plan. Lily also impressed Eleanor with her grace and charm, and her mere presence brought a newfound vibrancy to the aging couple's life. Willowbrook itself seemed to be captivated by her elegance, and she quickly became a beloved member of the tight-knit community. Her days were filled with helping Eleanor tend to their lush garden, the blooms seemingly brighter in her presence, and assisting Henry with his bookshop, where she developed a love for literature that rivaled his own. Lily's innate ability to connect with people, young and old, made her a cherished friend to all. She became the heart of the town's social gatherings, a radiant figure at the center of every celebration. Every young man intending to catch her eye, but never being able to do so. She seemed to remain ever verdant, yet always moving forward. But as time passed, whispers began to circulate through Willowbrook. Some townsfolk claimed that Lily hadn't aged a day since her arrival, her youthful beauty frozen in time like a portrait. Rumors speculated about the true nature of her relationship with the Montgomerys, but no concrete evidence ever emerged. People became concerned that this girl might have motivations other than being a loving and unexpected daughter to the Montgomerys. Some of the Montgomerys' friends tried to speak to them and let them know something just didn't seem quite right, but they could never put their finger on what they were feeling. The Montgomerys were steadfast in their support of their cherished daughter, the child they had always longed for. Even when they were able to obtain a birth certificate for her and officially adopt her, it never raised a red flag when she asked if that meant she would be in the couple's will. They only saw her for who she appeared to be, the sweet and loving presence standing in front of them, with an innocence that seemed impossible to blemish or tarnish in any way. She was their light, and nothing was going to dim its luster. However, an unseen darkness lurked beneath the surface, a shadow of suspicion that would soon be brought to light by an unexpected visitor. On an ordinary evening, perhaps one very like the one that Lily, Eleanor, and Henry were enjoying together, a murder investigator named Detective Rachel Adams sat with her face twisted at the mess in front of her. There were documents, bank account details, phone logs, and gruesome photos strewn about her desk and by her feet. Detective Adams was investigating three horrific murders. All three people, a husband and wife, Larry and Leanne Smith, and a widow, Sadie Oftbrook, lay lifeless in the photos, their bodies placed in bed with the covers pulled to their chins and hands neatly placed at their sides, the covers acting as a thin veil between repose and profane. Each of them had been quietly slaughtered by a keenly placed puncture wound in their femoral arteries, but none of them felt a thing. They were all in a drug-induced slumber, blissfully unaware that that night would be their last. But no evidence could be found, no fingerprints, no cameras, no motive. The only things the two families had in common was that they had each adopted a young girl the year before their murders, and that they had no other family. But the girl was never suspected. She had been in no hurry to collect her inheritance when she didn't need to be. Since they had had no other family and no charges were pressed against the child, the money would swiftly be awarded to a trust in her name, and the trust would sit untouched for a time, and the child could be found nowhere. It was assumed she became a ward of the state and just got lost in the system. Yet interestingly, the money eventually would be claimed and the accounts depleted. Stressed and utterly frustrated, Detective Adams decided to distract herself. Time to look elsewhere. Detective Adams was known for her dogged determination to solve unsolvable mysteries. She had heard through her aunt that a mysterious young woman had arrived in Willowbrook and had been taken in by the Montgomerys. At first, things seemed normal, if a little strange, that this beautiful young lady would show up on the doorstep of a childless couple who also had no other family. The child was taken in and loved and cared for, and the child seemed to love the older couple. But her time in Willowbrook began to be questioned by rumors and whispers that had swirled around the girl like a shroud of mystery. Detective Adams needed a breakaway. What better way than to visit her aunt in her quaint little hometown? Detective Adams drove the 90 miles to her aunt's house in Willowbrook. She always loved and hated coming to that place. She enjoyed the quiet, but only for so much. She missed the hustle and bustle of the large city and hated when things weren't finished. And the cases she had now were doozies she wasn't certain she could finish. Adams knew a lot of the town people, having spent much of her youth and visiting often in her adulthood, so they felt free to talk. And talk they did. She couldn't help but feel a shiver run down her spine as she listened to the unsettling tales of the girl who never seemed to age. A girl who had entered the lives of the Montgomerys like a quiet wisp of a breeze that held something wild. Notebook in hand and long years of detective experience at her call, Adams set out to better understand the odd and contradicting stories of this young woman and her adopted family, a good way to distract herself from her own unsolved workload waiting for her back at her desk. To her astonishment, Detective Adams discovered a string of unexplained disappearances and suspicious deaths loosely connected to Lily, stretching back over several decades. Based on some documentation and following the lines people drew for her, Adams discovered that Lily had been either fostered or adopted by several families, several of whom had met untimely and tragic ends, leaving her as the sole beneficiary to their estates. The detective's research revealed a chilling pattern. Each family that had taken Lily in had come to experience some tragic loss, either of their own lives or, in one case Adams found, in the unsolved disappearance of their other biological child. But nothing could tie Lily to the actual distribution of funds. They all went to trust administered by a crop of different trustees who seemed to leave no trace of themselves behind. As Detective Adams delved further into the dark history of Lily's alleged past, she found herself haunted by a chilling realization. Lily was not the innocent young lady she appeared to be. She was possibly a cunning serial murderer who had managed to evade capture for years. Each set of adopted parents had perished under mysterious circumstances, their deaths disguised as accidents, illnesses, or misfortunes. Yet no one had ever suspected their beloved daughter. She never appeared greedy or asking of anything and seemed to fade into the fabric of society each and every time, only appearing in another town with another family later. But when there are no strings, there's no way to follow the pattern. No matter how deep Adams dug, she simply could not find enough of those strings to weave anything together. She had to talk to Lily herself. Adams asked the Montgomerys to talk with Lily, simply stating that she was investigating another young person who had been involved in a crime and that Lily may have known this person. Even though Lily was now considered an adult, no one got close to her unless they went through Henry and Eleanor. They agreed and Adams met with Lily alone. As the two women sat together, Lily's sweet and lovely smile turned dour and cold as Adams told her the real reason she came to talk. Adams felt a sense of dread as she laid bare for Lily what she suspected. Lily's composure returned. She gently stiffened her spine, tuned herself into her own body language, and calmly asked the detective how any of what she was saying could possibly be true. If it were true, that would put Lily's age closer to her mid-30s, not in her late teens. The timeline was impossible. But Adams pressed her, asking her for documentation. Birth certificate, social security number, all were produced, but Adams could feel in her gut that something was off about this girl. Her paperwork, her history, or lack thereof, all of it just seemed off. Adams felt a sense of unease. This trip to discover more about a mysterious girl was supposed to be relaxing and an easy little enigma to unravel, but it turned out to be a monster rather quickly. And that monster grew when Adams discovered Lily may have ties to the very cold cases she had been working on when she left her desk to come to Willowbrook. She had finally been able to contact one of the neighbors who lived next to the Smiths during the time of their murders. While the neighbor couldn't tell Adams much, you know, the Smiths liked to keep to themselves and were extremely protective of their adopted daughter, they were able to dig up an old photo from a time when there was a block party and the Smiths brought their daughter with them. It wasn't the best quality, but at least in Adams' eyes, the girl in the photo was unmistakably Lily. The problem was, the photo was taken 10 years prior. How could that possibly be? Determined to expose the truth, Detective Adams continued her investigation. She pulled every record of anyone she could find that resembled Lily's age and description. The problem was, she now suspected Lily wasn't a 19-year-old young lady, but possibly someone much older. To Adams, Lily had mastered the art of reinvention, slipping seamlessly into different lives, each one just as convincing as the last. And that photo she saw from a decade ago, there was no way Lily was 9 years old in that picture. Did Adams have a modern-day Elizabeth Bowtry on her hands? Someone who reveled in the death of others to stay young and beautiful and youthful in appearance? It all seemed too implausible, and yet Adams couldn't let it go. But Detective Adams faced a formidable adversary. Lily was a master of deception, leaving behind no incriminating evidence and ensuring her tracks were well covered. The people of Willowbrook had resigned themselves to acceptance and love of the young lady who made the Montgomerys so happy. How could something be wrong when the people closest to her were happier than they'd ever been? Despite her best efforts, Detective Adams couldn't gather enough concrete evidence to even think of arresting Lily. On top of that, the days away from her primary objective, finding the murderer of the Smiths and Ms. Oftbrook, were looming, relentless with longing and sadness. Although Adams suspected Lily may have had something to do with those cases too, it seemed Lily would be successful in her evasiveness, leaving the ghosts of her past hidden from everyone else. Detective Adams returned home empty-handed, but with a head full of unanswered questions and nagging suspicions. Before heading home, however, Adams had one last chance meeting with Lily. She showed Lily the picture again, hoping to spark something in her eyes or body language that would give her away. She looked hard at Lily as Lily looked at the picture, as if to say, "I know that's you. I know what you did." Lily returned with a look that simply said, "Prove it." With that, Adams departed, leaving Willowbrook to whatever was in store given its secretive young resident. It came with little surprise when just a year after visiting her aunt in Willowbrook, the Montgomerys were found dead in their car in Dearborn Creek, having fallen from the Dearborn Bridge to their watery deaths. Their deaths were ruled an accident, their assets transferred to Lily, their home sold. Adams returned to Willowbrook, inquiring after Lily and her whereabouts. No one in town knew where she went, but there had been a package mailed to Adams' aunt for the detective. She opened it, and inside she found an elegantly framed parchment with the lyrics to "Forever Young" by Alphaville. And that'll do it. That's the end of another one of my crazy stories. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll encourage your friends to listen. Maybe click on one of our links so I can earn 4 cents. Otherwise, thanks for everything. Peace out.